Wow, bottle this day and break it out, I don't know, on February 12th. Well, we're looking at a weather pattern featuring really nice mild conditions. Of course, it's been beautiful across the region. Temperatures have made it into the low 70s in many locations, but not everywhere. Some of the deeper valleys have actually seen temperatures a little bit cooler, especially in the Northeast Kingdom. However, we're looking at a big, broad weather system. This is an area of low pressure that is in the formation of providing a cutoff low, a cutoff from the jet stream over places like northern Minnesota into the western Great Lakes. And this eventually will set up over about Lake Superior. And it'll be a surface and a cutoff area of low pressure. That pressure gradient will increase. And meanwhile, we'll tap into some moisture coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, some of that moisture even from an ex-tropical cyclone. And that's going to get pulled north along that frontal system and sort of strung into our neck of the woods, providing enhanced rainfall for what will be a cold front, kind of a narrow band that'll work through on Thursday night. Once it moves through the region, we're going to look at better conditions around the corner. Checking the forecast. For tonight, variable high clouds is all we have to worry about. Otherwise, fair conditions. Lows tonight, mid to upper 40s. A light southeast breeze, stronger toward Lake Champlain. Some filtered sunshine, then clouding up the forecast for tomorrow to start the day tomorrow, Thursday. Okay, showers arrive late in the afternoon, but sooner across southern parts of Vermont. That could be as soon as around the noon hour. It'll be mild, but breezy to windy tomorrow. High temperatures around 65 in the afternoon, a southeast wind 10 to 25 miles per hour, with higher gusts in the Champlain Valley, elevated terrain, and along the western slopes of the Greens. Thursday night, breezy to windy with a round of showers, possible thunderstorms. Best chances for that will be across southern parts of Vermont. A low will be falling into the upper 40s, a gusty south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, shifting to westerly with the passage of a cold front. Those winds do fall off considerably by daybreak. Now by Friday morning, any leftover showers will be exiting the Northeast Kingdom. We'll see skies becoming mostly sunny by late morning and a beautiful sunny afternoon on Friday. High temperatures in the low to middle 60s and a light southwest wind. Looking at a pretty nice Saturday to follow. Back to you, Brady.